James, the permanent residence seems to be like a continuation of Static Impulse, and in my opinion, it's one of my favorite records of the year so far. And talk a bit about this new album of yours.
Okay. Well, with with Impermanent Resonance, it's very much, you said, it is a continuation from where we left off, Static Impulse. I think notable difference would be that with this one, all the focus and the priority went really on vocal melodies. We being the band, and more concisely, Matt and I, we wanted to really just knock people over the heads with something that was undeniable, very memorable, could be, immediately something that was ingrained within the listener. So a lot of the focus went on the vocal melodies, and then the songs shaping themselves around that. So I think that's why this album really took on, it has a metal backbone to it, but I think at the same time it has a lot of pop sensibility.
Yeah.
To it. So the way I look at it, it's kind of like a band like, to me, Breaking Benjamin or something like that, where, I like what they're doing, and not that we're exactly like that, but in that vein, where it's something like it's great songs, great playing, but something that it sticks with you. And that was the whole idea behind this, is to make something that we could be proud of. We thought the music was intense. There's moments on there where it's obviously showing, well, I would say throughout, it's showing, the musicianship as well. But it's not really about that. With the solo band, it's more about, they're all great players. They're capable of playing anything and everything. But we just really focus on short and concise songs and something that you can walk away with and hum and whistle, so to speak. So that's what we did with Impermanent Resonance, and I think we definitely reached our goal with that in mind. Beyond the solo band and stuff, we all want to, everyone's fired up to tour this, but with Dream Theater's next release, just around the corner, and then a world tour to ensue come this January, we're going to wait until the next Dream Theater World Tour concludes, and then we will bring this thing up. We'll bring the band out, and as much of the music you can play, in an hour and a half or 2 hours. So that's the goal. It will. We're going to have to ask our fans and everyone else to be patient and wait, but probably within a year and a half, we'll definitely be hitting as many markets as we possibly can. So that's the goal at this point with the solo thing. And beyond that, like I said, we have a Dream Theater album coming out, self-titled, coming out September 24th. And then we also, right on the heels of that, we have a DVD Live at Luna Park released. It will be November 5th. But beyond the actual release of the DVD, it's pretty exciting because September 19th, the DVD, the show, the concert will be screened at movie theaters throughout the world, so we're pretty excited about that. So that's putting like everything in a nutshell what's going on right now. And that's why I'm out in the middle of nowhere trying to recharge with that.
Well, it's interesting, James, because when I first heard the first single that you guys had put out, Enemy Inside, I really, in my opinion, I thought that it was just such an outstanding track. The song sounded so much heavier, and really this whole album, this whole new Dream Theater album sounds amazing from that perspective. It's a lot heavier, but then again, you got some of the trademark prog elements that you've always had in your music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been a part of who Dream Theater is that we've always had that kind of the metal influence. I mean, you can go back as far as the Away album. We have that going on. Whether you're listening to Mirror or even moments throughout Scarred, and it's just it was just something that we have always had major influence. Whether it was Metallica or Judas Priest or Iron Maiden. These bands were part of our formidable years, and it's something that we've taken along with us and made a part of our sound. I think what's really exciting is to hear you say something like that, and really, it's just the tip of the iceberg as what's to await for the fans. I mean, you've heard the whole album, so you know what I'm talking about. But you know, it's really epitomizes what Dream Theater is about, all the elements on this album, and that's why we went with the self-titled album, being that it really is something that classically shows. If you think about where we've come from, you know, a dramatic turn of events was a bridge, you know, it was a bridge to a whole new beginning. That album was all about convincing and confirming everyone around the world that we are the same band. And if anything, we're bringing it, you know, to you just as passionately and as powerfully as we have in the past. But this album was just, you know, okay, we proved ourselves with a dramatic turn of events and the tour. This album is about just something that we feel really shows that, you know, we're walking through a new door and there's a new chapter to begin, a new music journey that's going to take us far into the future. So I think it's a great example of that.
Let me put it to you this way. When you had the original audition video, and I remember interviewing you, and you said that you guys and Mike Mangini after the rehearsals could have just went out and played a show. I agree, man. You know, I don't think Dream Theater, since Mike Mangini has joined a band, I don't think Dream Theater has, you know, really missed a beat, you know, since Portnoy left.
Well, that's great to hear, and thank you. And that's exactly how we feel, that it's seamless. I mean, he fits the club. He is the kind of drummer, you know, there are similarities between him and Mike Portnoy, but I think it's very few. I think each drummer has their own distinct approach to the way that they interpret and the way that they play within music, but it's close enough so that it doesn't feel like there's a hiccup or there's a bump in the road. And I think, you know, Mike, especially with our latest album, he was there from day one to day done with the writing and the recording, and it really shows itself. I mean, he's a very spontaneous and that he can really he really understands, you know, what it is, what we're doing, the music. I mean, he's been in the industry as long as we have, but he just hasn't been in this band. So he really gets it, and I mean, his drumming precedes him. But you know, it's we're having a great time. Thing is that there's a whole new focus on who we are as a band, but not, I think, individually and collectively. There's just a great vibe. There's a great energy going throughout the band, and I think the music is a very strong reflection.
Well, let's talk a bit about, let's kind of go back to the solo album a little bit more now, and Permanent Resonance. And I'm just curious, is there any type of theme or concept, you know, behind this record, any type of theme or concept behind the lyrics of your new solo album?
Well, you know, within Permanent Resonance, I mean, impermanent meaning that it's changing. Nothing is permanent. You know, and resonance, it's, you know, the reason we wanted to say that was, you know, what resides or what rings true with you today doesn't necessarily speak loudly to you a month from now or years from now. And that just seems to be the human condition that... And that's what we're talking about lyrically. Both Matt and I share all the lyrical contribution, just kind of split it down the middle. And the fact is that we both come from similar angles, you know, as human beings, but at the same time, when it comes to our penning words or lyrics, that's where we kind of differ. He comes from a more introspective, personal viewpoint of what's going on in his life. I come from a more operational point, even though I do speak of personal experiences. I mean, for example, Agony, believe it or not, is about my daughter suffering anorexia, and that's what that whole lyric is about. So, you know, at the same time, I'll touch upon subjects that are very, very dear to me and near to me. But I think that with the title, what it was is that felt lyrically was being said throughout the album. You know, it was about pain and challenges and that instability that we tend to go through throughout life, it's really where you can strongly reflect on your victories and on your achievements in life as well. And basically, those lyrics touch upon all those subjects for emotions that we experience as human beings.
Now, talk about working with Peter Wickers from Soilwork, because I think working with him really just added a really great sound to this album.
Oh, man. I mean, well, Peter, you know, he worked with us on, I think it's 5 songs on this album, as well as another notable mention for Nicholas Dean, who also was collaborating with Matt and I. I mean, Peter Wickers, I think he's like a riff master. I mean, you know, if you listen to the Soilwork albums and that, I mean, you know, those riffs, they just grab a hold of you and relentless. They don't let go. If you listen to the opening riff, you know, In Agony, that's Peter. You know, if you listen to What's Going On in Burn, stuff like that, I mean, those riffs and that's coming from him, or Letting Go, or I Will Not Break, or, you know, and so his contribution, it just seemed Matt and I, you know, first of all, it was him, basically, he's like a brother to our drummer, Peter Wildewer. They're very good friends, and he happened to mention to Peter Wildewer, you know, hey, man, just let James and Matt know that, you know, I'd love to sit down and write with them if they'd have me, and so with, you know what? Can't hurt. Let's see where he's coming from and where we're coming from. The two will marry, you know, and it did. It did. It worked out really well. And he's a phenomenal guy. I mean, he's just really cool, down to earth, very well grounded, very intelligent individual. So. Cool.
Now, recently you transitioned to Roadrunner Records, and, you know, from my perspective, you know, I think it's been great for the band. I mean, you know, I don't know what it's been like for you guys, but, you know, how's that transition gone for you? You know, I think Roadrunner's put a lot of great promotion behind you guys. Anytime you guys put a record out with them, the special editions of the albums are really well done, especially the new box set that they put out, which I'm going to admit right now, I had pre-ordered it and bought it, and you know, talk about being with Roadrunner Records.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Roadrunner has been fabulous. I mean, John Bertucci and I just got back from doing a European promo tour, and it was incredible over there. There just seems to be, you know, a continued build or development of awareness, and bringing us, you know, a noticeable kind of, I guess, promotional ideas that will bring us into other avenues or arenas that most people might still be a little unaware of who and what we are. So see that they're trying to open new doors for us, that they're really aggressive with the way that they want to get the word out about our band. You know, it's kind of funny, I'm saying this to you, I'm talking as if we just came out with our debut album. And, well, it's kind of funny, we do. We have a self-titled album coming up, so there you go. But, you know, but it, even 20 years plus into our career, that we have a label like Roadrunner that totally gets us, that sees, you know, that we're just as passionate about doing this album and the music and material that's on it as we were as far back as Images and Words. You know, they get it. They see that we still want to be doing this. We're still serious about it. We're still having a great time, and I love their ideas. I love their, you know, their concepts, and they're being extremely creative in the way that they want to, you know, get us into households. So it's very cool, and it's only just begun. I mean, there's a lot of things they're talking about with this album that I think is amazing, and it's going to be a great ride. So it's very cool.
Well, James, if I came to you and said that I, in my opinion, Octavarium is the most underrated Dream Theater album that you guys had ever put out, you know, what would your reaction be to me on that?
Well, I'd say it's definitely one of them that's definitely underrated. It's funny you say that because, I mean, that's an album that I'm still extremely proud of and I absolutely love. I think that the music, the sound, Just the vibe, the way that I was expressing myself as a vocalist. I think that, you know, it just has a very unique, identifiable sound to itself. And the material is stylistically, I think, was really strong message is the best I can come up with right now, you know, as far as what we were trying to do musically. So, I agree with you. I think it kind of threw people just because there are some similarities to other bands that were, you know, and still are popular at the time, that people thought we were getting a little too close for comfort. And, you know, we could have been a little guilty of that, but, I mean, not enough to cause it to become a backseat warmer, you know. So I still believe in that album tremendously, and I think it was a great achievement by the band.
Well, James, you mentioned a DVD, and, you know, give us some details about that. Is there any more besides the concert coming out? Any, like, backstage footage and stuff like that? And talk about the upcoming DVD you guys are going to be putting out.
I do the whole concert nude. Well, that's one thing that's different. No. You know, I think just the fact that we did a two-night shoot in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The fact that we had 16 cameras each night, that we, the music that we played, and that we kind of flipped it up a little bit each night, and just the audience's energy and vibe and reaction and interaction, and I think it just makes for the lighting design, the video, the imagery on the screens. I think it looks absolutely incredible. And you'll see it when you how electrifying that night and each night was, with the crowd down there and with just the way that the band felt. You know, we were, I think after that shoot, that was two nights, and I think we had three more shows, and that was the end of the world tour. So, you know, everything is really a very strong representation of for 15 months and bringing all this, that energy, that tightness, that synergy, and just bringing and displaying it on stage. I don't know. There's a lot of in the scenes footage and documentary footage of, you know, everything leading up to that, even, backstage conversations, discussions, making sure that the show was going to go down without a hitch, and that we were bringing something that was, not previously seen or felt, you know, from the band in previous DVDs. So, and I think we, once again, you know, achieved that. It was a memorable achievement. So, I think that our fans and beyond, even our fan base, are in for a treat. I think it just tends to be the kind of fans that we have. You know, it's first of all, I mean, we're very fortunate because we have a fan around the world that still believe in something that's physical or tangible to endear the whole experience with the band, you know, talking about CDs and DVDs and stuff like that, which I think is cool. And even like a resurgence in vinyl release too, which really just makes it even that much more profound, the experience. So I think, it's always been something that we're very cognizant of, is that our fans, you know, they want as much as we're willing to give. And I think that's why we do what we do with the releases.
Well, it was great to be able to talk to you, James, and for a short little period here and get your insight on a new solo album and a new Dream Theater album. But, you know, for my last question, do you have anything you'd like to say to the fans out there that are going to be checking out this interview?
Thank you for all the years of support, and we are about to kick off another, first release, followed by a very long and extensive world tour, and we hope to see each and every one of you out there. We're looking forward to it.